This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
I'm trying to make a little bit of a segue here into Christmas music. A little awkward, the theme song there, you know, for the intro for the hour, not full of Christmas cheer. Oh, but I'm going to change that right now for everyone. And you have to forgive me. And I'm going to blame Alexa Reardon for this song by Jimmy Fallon. Chipmunks and Chestnuts.
Chipmunks and Chestnuts. Chipmunks and Chestnuts. Chipmunks and Chestnuts. Chipmunks.
She tortured me with this weekend.
Chipmunks and Chestnuts.
And here's the thing, I kind of like it. He's doing like a Roy Orbison thing.
The time of year. Chipmunks and Chestnuts.
Check it out here just a little bit, Sue.
Everyone's waiting for these two things. See them roast, hear them sing.
There it is.
Chipmunks and Chestnuts.
So my daughter is running through the house yelling that all weekend. The oh!
Chipmunks and Chestnuts.
So that was kind of a thing at my house for the weekend. But you know, it was funny. She forced me, and she does this all the time. She kind of forced me to listen to the song, and I'm like, you know what? I kind of like the song. It's okay.
It's catchy.
Yeah, he's done some Christmas stuff that's fun, but I've dug into the vault, Sue, of the Mark Reardon Show Christmas music, and we're going to start sprinkling some in here as we get closer to next week. So we'll be here through Tuesday of next week. So Monday and Tuesday, I'll be here. Fred, I think you're off the whole week, right?
Yeah.
We're going to do some best ofs on Monday and Tuesday. And Tuesday in the 5 o'clock hour, I will play some Christmas music on Christmas Eve, which is Wednesday. I got to make sure you guys keep me straight on the days here, right? That's Wednesday. Annie's Christmas holiday special will run during our show. We will all be here monitoring it and just sit.
No, just to make sure.
We will not. We will be at home with our families that day. And then I think it's a mixture of who's filling in? Ryan Recker and Joe Beamer
Beamer.
I'm off. Right, yeah. So that'll happen next week. And then we'll all get together at the start of next year. And then we were so thrilled because, I mean, let's face it, we don't get hardly any time off here, especially me. We get off January 2nd, so everyone will have to get back together on January 5th. But don't you feel, Sue, like everyone's kind of in holiday mode right now already? This is the week.
Well, it is the week. And by the way, I sit there the day after Christmas and do traffic. So someone.
You will be here for that.
Didn't it used to be bad, though, with people going out for after Christmas shop or sales?
I think now it's all online. I think you're thinking of Black Friday, because when they used to put us up in the helicopter and do, you know, parking lot traffic.
Well, that's true. But I do think that, you know, I've remembered years past where I think the malls, you know, have been crowded. Here's the thing. Yeah, it was, you guys will love this. So you'll love this. So there was a swim meet over the weekend at Kirkwood High School. You know that. And Alexa, it was a Rockwood. They combined with Parkway. So it was Rockwood Parkway. And Alexa's kind of got back into swimming. So we went to the swim meet. And then on Saturday, I watched from the stands. And then on Sunday, there's this volunteer work that you have to do. Okay, like it's sort of.
Did you volunteer?
Wait, what?
Well, no, I didn't. But my wife. So you, as a parent, you have to volunteer for certain things and responsibilities at the swim meets, right?
Okay.
So I do not want to do this, but I have parental responsibility. So I told Becky, I said, look, there's this thing. Well, no, I wanted to tell her that.
Yeah.
There's this thing on Sunday morning. I'm getting the emails. They need someone for hospitality. This is my favorite part of it.
Oh,
it's hospitality.
Stop right now.
Hospitality? What are you thinking? So what I had to do was, and these poor kids, by the way, they had to, it was weird. Both mornings were really cold. Yesterday was colder with the temperature on the gun, but quite honestly, Saturday morning was colder because of the wind and the clouds.
The wind was brutal.
So they're inside the gym at Kirkwood High. They actually literally have to go out. Now, it's only like 25 yards to the next door, but they're coming out of what they call the bullpen area where they're, you know, gathered, and they have to go outside with their coats on in order to get into the pool. And then you get to the pool area, and it's like 95 in there. Like, everybody who's a fan or a parent is stripping off clothes just so they can watch the kids. So I check in. I'm not exactly sure what I'm in for. And let's face it, I'm not the most, you know, consumer friendly face that you want to see on a Sunday morning, probably offering you anything. So I said, I'm here to volunteer. And she's like, okay, you need to go to this room that's off the pool deck. You'll see it. It's a little room where the you know, the coaches and the timers will be, and there's food in there. So it's like a little green room, if you will.
Well, Mark, there's food in there.
Right.
Oh, that only matters to the rest of us.
Well,
maybe.
No. I was good. So I went in there and I had to manage the, you know, just make sure that the food was being replaced and the water bottles. And then I'd take a little bucket out and I'd go out to the timers and I'd see if they needed water. And it was, again, that was maybe some of the most hard work I've done in months.
I'd have loved to have seen that.
Yeah, I did it with a damn smile on my face. It was funny because Carrie, who was the tournament director, I don't think she knew me at all. And I was telling her that... I was telling her that she was so nice and she had all this positive energy. And I thanked her. I'm like, man, you really offset my negative energy. And she's like, I don't think that you have a lot of negative energy. I'm like, well, you don't know me very well, Carrie. Let me tell you that right now. But I bring this up. Let me circle back to the mall question, because as people were kind of sitting in the room, you're having conversations and stuff like that. And if you really think about it, there's only one mall anymore. I mean, the gallery is dead. It's just West County.
It's Chesterfield. West County.
It's so... Everybody goes there because it's the only damn mall you can go to. South County's a joke. The gallery is no longer, you know, viable or maybe even safe at times. So good luck going to a mall. I still like putting my hands on things and, you know, looking at things and stuff like that when it comes to presents. But that's becoming...
Not buying them, of course, just researching.
Well, I do a lot of recon before I buy. But look, Sue, I have my responsibilities right now. Becky's been on, you know, making sure. But we have to make sure we send things down to Houston so they get there in time. I've got a couple of things that I know that I'm going to get.
Okay.
I just haven't...
All right.
We're making some decisions. Tonight. Quite honestly, the kids in Houston, my son and my grandson and the girlfriend, they want a TV. So that kind of makes it easy because, and anyone, by the way, let me make a recommendation here for TV, because, and I love Sony, I love Samsung, I like the big brands and I like good quality TVs, but there's a brand called TCL. And I can't remember what
TCL.
They're a part of. And it's a discount brand you'll find at Target or maybe even Walmart. They're great, great quality televisions. They look amazing. I have one in my office. It says, let's see here, it says
TCL Technology, Chinese multinational electronics, blah blah blah.
It's not a name that you would know, but I'm telling you, the TVs are, for the price, they're outstanding. It's like I would say the best. Well, I don't even know if I'd call it a budget brand, because you're getting a great television. And you know, when I was buying an extra TV for the studio that I use at home, at first I didn't think I was even going to put a TV in there. I wanted it more of an audio room, but I was glad I did, because Fred, as you know, I did the show from that room for an entire year. But I'm like, I'm just getting a TCL. I couldn't be happier with that. And so I would recommend that if you're looking for a good, you know, Christmas present and it's a TV, you can get probably a TCL 55 or 60 inch really inexpensive. So there, I assist you with your holiday gift giving if you're late like I am. If you like entertainment.
You got 10 days. You got 10 days.
Have you watched this? I came across a new show over the weekend that's not a new show. Fred, I think you would actually like it, although it gets pretty naughty and nasty. But have you heard of Brockmeyer?
No.
Have you heard of Brockmeyer, Sue?
No, I had Mrs. Brockmeyer for gym in sixth grade.
So this is a show that ended in 2020, and I remember hearing about it, I think, at the time, but I didn't watch it because it was an AMC show, and I must not have had the AMC app. It's Hank Azaria. He plays a guy by the name of Jim Brockmeyer. Now, I bring it up because there's a St. Louis connection, because Joe Buck's in the show, and he plays a role that's interesting. Jim Brockmeyer is a legendary baseball announcer, kind of like Vin Scully and Jack Buck, right? Mm. And he has a meltdown because he walks in on his wife in a very crazy sexual escapade. So his meltdown happens like on the air, and his career is ruined.
Oh.
Yeah. So then he goes away for 10 years, and there's a woman that has a minor league baseball franchise played by Amanda Peet. And she,
I like her.
I like her, too, but I'm not sure about the chemistry between these two. But anyway, she brings Hank Azaria's character, Jim Brockmeyer, back to the minor league to give him sort of a second chance at announcing. Yeah. He's not doing it on any broadcast outlet. He's literally doing play-by-play for this really awful minor league team in the stadium. And it's really raunchy, and it's very, very R-rated. And then I will say this, you know, and I'm going to stick with it just because there was a really funny scene that involves Joe Buck. I'm only on, like, I would say episode 5. But here's what happened. And this turned me off to the show Shameless eventually, too. I watched Shameless. I like William H. Macy. Of course, he played Joe's father, Jack, in the Soul on Fire movie. But about episode 5 of this, they get into this abortion theme. And it's just crass and not funny. And even in the scenes, and for those people who have seen the show, you might remember those scenes, because the character is the character. He's a despicable human being, right? It's not, there's not a whole lot to like about Brockmeyer.
Huh.
But I felt like they took it a step too far there with what they did with the abortion stuff. But I'm going to watch just because I think it's funny. Fred, I said you would like it. I'm not sure.
I liked it up to that point.
The raunchy stuff or the abortion stuff?
Yeah, no. I can handle raunchy.
Well, you might want to give it a try. It's by the way, the reason I found it, it's on Netflix now. So it's called Brockmeyer. Okay. I think it just went to Netflix. I could be wrong about that because I'm wrong about a lot of things. Hey, our friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
And Phil Holloway, who is down in Atlanta, is going to be all over this situation on the campus of Brown University and all the other things that happened this weekend. He joins us after Sue's News at the bottom of the hour. And speaking of the aforementioned...
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Fred, are you finished Christmas shopping? Mark has just been looking.
I have one more thing to buy.
That's it?
I got a
I'm
lot
impressed.
Done this weekend.
Okay.
I got a lot done.
Did you go to a mall, Fred?
Yeah.
I did not go to a mall.
Did you do it at home? Just like a little...
No.
Oh, you went
no,
to
I
stores.
I drove around.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Look at that, huh?
I did the old fashioned. You know, one of my sons texted me and said, what did you do before Amazon? Like, what
yeah.
I'm doing right now,
right.
driving from store to store.
Right. Perhaps you've met me, your father.
That's right.
It is National Cat Herders Day, which apparently means anybody who has a job that's like herding cats, which I kind of appreciate. So this is your day, National Cat Herders Day, National Cupcake Day, and National Wear Your Pearls Day. And I didn't look up what that meant. Sue's News has failed you on that. I just thought, oh, okay. You know what? My mom had a lot of jewelry that was costume jewelry, and I go through some of there, and she had a lot of pearls, but I have no idea if they're real or not.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So I don't really know how to take... I should probably watch YouTube.
When you say that, it instantly puts me in a flashback to the 1970s with my grandmother and my mom's aunts, and
yes.
they were... Now, again, I don't know if they were real pearls, but there seemed to be pearls that were involved.
Yes, it was a thing,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
it
yeah,
really
yeah.
was, and she has all kinds of it, but I can't imagine... that they're all fake, or they're certainly not all real. All right. Okay, now, 47 years ago, I love the music for this movie. Fred, let's see if you could tell what this is. In 1978, this movie was released. Loved it so much.
Space Odyssey?
No.
No.
Superman.
Superman.
Was this the
Superman.
First Christopher Reeve movie?
Yes, it yeah. was the first one, and I was so in love with Christopher Reeve. And I went and bought the People magazine, and he was on the cover. Yes, Superman was released. And don't forget, Gene Hackman was in there.
Yeah, that's right.
1978, this movie was released. And then, you know, I was in band, poorly playing the clarinet. And so they would try to, you know, in band, try to get you to play something that the kids were hearing. And so I played this poorly. the Superman theme. But it's great. It's what's his name? Who's the prolific writer of all these music themes?
John Williams?
John Williams.
Yeah.
Poor John Williams. Okay, and then 30 years ago today, in 1995, is when Jumanji, the first one, was released, starring Robin Williams. When this thing is on TV, I watch it every single time. I don't know what it is. Kirsten Dunst is in it. Bonnie Hunt, love her. David Alan Grier, and you look at the graphics, and it's not what it would be today.
Yeah, but it's still
say.
Pretty good. I watched that with Alexa a few years ago.
Right, with the monkeys, they don't look quite right
yeah.
running through the streets, but I love it. So
95.
Much. Yes. Oh. And we should touch, let's talk about the Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle. We've been talking about it, of course. Found dead in their home in L.A., the apparent homicide that they think was committed by their 32-year-old son, Nick. But if we focus on his career, it is amazing. And I saw a clip today from Kevin Bacon, who was talking about how Rob Reiner set such a great atmosphere on set that it was a joy to be there. And he said, we had lunch every day. He said, I've never been on a set that was quite like that. But listen, he not only did All in the Family, but he did Stand By Me and one movie that this entire show loves, The Princess Bride.
Absolutely.
It's the best movie ever.
This is another one I watched a couple years ago with my daughter.
Fezzi, are there rocks ahead?
If there are, we all be dead.
No more rhymes now, I mean it.
Anybody want a peanut?
Yeah!
It's just such a great movie.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
I know we're going to, you know, people are focusing in on the politics and the whole
thing.
Well,
I'm not.
I'm not either. And you look at the joy that he brought over the years from everything from, you know, This Is Spinal Tap to A Few Good Men. I mean, just behind the camera. He did both Behind the Camera, When Harry Met Sally. The list goes on and on.
The American President.
In Seattle.
Yes, The Bucket List, Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues. He did so many things. And then Mark sent me this because I had not seen it this morning. More sad news. It was actor Anthony Geary passed away. Now, he played Luke Spencer on General Hospital from 1978 to 85, and then he came back in 93 and did it again all the way through 2015. And he was supposed to just be a 12-weeker when they first brought him on there.
Well, look, and I've admitted this before, and this sounds weird probably to younger people, but a lot of us, even males, watch soap operas, and I, you know, arranged some of my classes when younger at Mizzou around As the World Turns in General Hospital. And Tony Geary was a big, big star, and it was like the Luke and Laura thing and the wedding.
Yes.
That was monster news. You know, if I would show that to my kids and say this is what we were all worked up about back in the 1980s, they'd just laugh at it.
See, my college soap operas were Days of Our Lives and Young and the Restless.
So you never watched General Hospital?
No.
The World Turns. I had to watch As the World Turns because, look, you had like both those shows had really hot chicks, like Marissa Tomei.
Oh, that's funny.
And
I didn't know that.
Meg Ryan was on, I think she was on As the World Turns. Oh, yeah. That's why I watched it. It wasn't because it was
funny.
A soap opera. It's the hot chicks.
This is Tony Geary. He and his husband lived in Amsterdam, and he passed away at 78. Okay, but I have good news. The good news is Dick Van Dyke celebrated his 100th birthday on Saturday.
How about that?
I it's so cool. And Arlene Silver is his wife, and she said what she did was put together a flash mob that danced to kind of a medley of Dick's songs. And she said it went perfect. Everything was great. And he was so happy. His face, I love to make him have that face. So that worked out really well. He told People magazine, quote, "I feel really good for 100. Sometimes I have more energy than others, but I never wake up in a bad mood."
Unreal.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it really is.
I just love it.
I can't even imagine living another 40 years. Maybe that's what's going to happen, but that's just incredible when you think about the span of his lifetime.
Well, it is kind of incredible. All right, and here's my really good news story besides that for the day. If you haven't seen it, it's pretty amazing. There was a farmer in North Dakota named Randy who died tragically in a car crash in September. So his entire community came together last month to harvest his crop for him. 75 volunteers from other farms, 12 combines, 40 trucks. They cleared 1,400 acres and just so his family would not have to worry about it. And it was a huge deal in that community. That
nice
is
story.
So much work. All right, and finally in Sue's News, we have today's extremely random fact. The human nose is capable of detecting approximately 1 trillion scents. Now, I think women can smell, have a finer tuned sense of smell than men. Is this agreed upon or is it just...
Yeah, we can only do half a trillion. You guys do a trillion, we do
yeah,
like
I think
a
that's
half a
about
trillion.
True. You probably have five.
Very
yeah,
random.
The
five.
Rest of us
five.
Do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
When it comes to same-day grocery delivery, Shipt knows your expectations are high. You didn't just order cookies. You ordered the coconut macaroons that help you power through 3 p.m. meetings. And you definitely didn't just order baby carrots. You ordered the one veggie your kindergartner willingly snacks on. With Shipt, you don't just order groceries. You order attentive service from personal shoppers who care about the details. See the difference by downloading the app or visiting Shipt.com. That's S-H-I-P-T.com.
Well, I would say Phil Holloway is always busy. He is the co-host of the Megyn Kelly True Crime Podcast. I would say that maybe the last couple of days even more busy. Phil, how are you? Merry Christmas. Hope all is well. Where do we even start? Good Lord.
Well, great to be with you as always, Mark. Although, look, I hate it that we always have to talk about such heavy subject matter. You know, this thing going on up at Brown University, I look at this. I know you got other things you want to talk about as well, but if we can start with that.
No, I want to start with this because they just kind of are in the middle of a news conference. I aired some of the audio. So, yes, I'm interested in your thoughts here.
Well, you know, I started out in law enforcement back in the late 80s, I guess, early 90s. So I've been around this a long time. And I can tell you, this looks just like a cluster to me. You know, the idea that they would go out and say, okay, nobody has anything to worry about. Sleep safely tonight. You're good. We got somebody, you know, that's in custody. And then you go, oops, never mind. Why don't I just go ahead and send the kids home? Why don't I just go ahead, instead of rushing and making the wrong announcement, just say, hey, look, it's an ongoing investigation. We'll know when we have something more conclusive, right? And so the idea that you're going to say we've got somebody in custody but give this sort of false sense of security is just a little bit unforgivable in my view. And the other thing about this is, you know, you have cameras that track you and that track me
everywhere
we go.
Yes.
You got Ring doorbells, you got ATMs, you got businesses, you got things all over college campuses. And then you also have what we call geofencing. Everybody who has a cell phone, I got news for you, whether you think your location services are on or not. Somebody is going to be able to track the location of that phone based on what cell towers it's talking to at any particular given time. So we really have no excuse anymore for things that basically go into like this black hole of nothingness so quickly. There's lots of leads that can be followed, And look, I'm not saying that law enforcement shouldn't take their time and get it right, but if you're going to try to rush just to pick somebody up to make the local community feel better, that's no good either. You got to get it done right. You got to get it done as quickly as possible, of course. But the way they're going about it just seems like a bunch of kangaroo cops.
So there's a new video that's out. Let me address that in a moment, because this was quite stunning. I played this audio earlier. This is the president of Brown University.
I'm catching up right now.
President, with all due respect, yeah. 6 hours after this shooting, and you said you don't know what was going on in that classroom? How does that happen? Were they taking an exam? Were they meeting for a club?
I don't know. I don't know.
6 hours later, and you're the president, and you don't know?
I do not know.
Well, that's kind of concerning.
I mean, I think maybe she was being honest, but that is concerning. That was kind of shocking to me when I heard that. Now, the current information is, and this just started maybe 20, 25 minutes ago. I aired a little bit of it, Phil. They have a news conference that they held, and they have a little bit more video. Some of it, to your point, was from a Ring camera. Some of it seemed to be from an intersection. It looks like a large white dude with a mask on that's rather, you know, rather heavy. They have a few different angles. I think maybe the most recognizable thing might be the gait of the person, because you really can't make out their face. But you think it's enough for someone to call in a tip to track this person down?
Oh, they're going to get tips, but the problem is they're not going to be reliable tips. With all due respect to anybody who may have blamed another person recently for a crime based on a gait analysis, that's junk science. I mean, you're not going to be able to establish who somebody is based on, you know, the gait, okay? And so we need a lot more information. The person who did this seems to have gone to great measures to conceal his identity, right? So this is something that strikes me as being planned. There's going to be a trail of it. Look, I don't mean to be too overly critical. The cops will solve this. It may just take a little longer, but look, I don't know that the president of Brown University needs to be the chief spokesperson for this investigation either. It's troubling enough that she didn't know what was going on in that classroom. That seems like one of the first bits of information that she may have been told. Look, hey, they were president. They were in this class. They were doing this, that, and the other, and this gunman walks in. That seems like something that would be just obvious, but she's not law enforcement. Doesn't know how investigations work, doesn't know what things should and shouldn't be stated publicly. The police necessarily hold back lots of information,
of course,
to protect the investigation. Sometimes when tips come in, you can rule them out as being bogus tips because the tipster tells you things that you know are not true. But if you tell everything publicly, then the tipster is just going to, you know what to say when they call in. So you're going to get bad leads that way.
Yeah, I mean, you can, maybe someone can take a guess. It just looks like you have more of an image of this person's body and, you know, their body shape and the way that they're walking. The face is just difficult to see. And of course, they planned it that way. Look, I don't even know where to go next. Should we go to Australia? This Rob Reiner thing, let me just get your thoughts on that, because you hear about Hollywood deaths. We've had well-publicized Hollywood murders. This one's very unique with the son of Rob Reiner and his wife doing the, you know, allegedly doing the murders here, slashing their throats. You know, Phil, I was talking about this earlier. You've probably been on some crime scenes before, and I can't imagine that was not a completely horrific crime scene in that Brentwood home.
No, they are. It'd be very, very gruesome to look at. But look, you know, we understand this. He's presumed innocent, of course, until he's been proven guilty. But the son, who has been charged with this brutal murder, notoriously struggled with substance abuse going back many, many years, I think, to a pretty young age. And, I'm not privy to the details of what his younger childhood may have been like, what medical needs he may have had, what medications he may have been on. But I can tell you that what I have seen in my own career is I have seen nothing but trouble when we have adults who basically grew up taking massive cocktails of psychotropic medications, to include the stimulant ADHD medication combined with the SSRIs. We just don't yet know. And I know people in your audience probably will disagree with this, but I know physicians and psychiatrists who agree with me on this. We don't know what that does to the developing brain. When you start a young kid's brain on these powerful psychotropic medications from a young age, What's that going to do to the brain as it matures through adulthood?
I couldn't agree with you more. I've been talking about that for decades, and I think we still, because unfortunately, I think I've said this a lot. I think a lot of us have said this. If this were the mid-1970s and we're handing out prescriptions like that, I'm pretty sure I would have been hopped up on something based on my behavior. If you look at my report cards from first and second grade. So I get your point on that as well. But boy, this kid was troubled. The latest reporting is that he was at this party on Saturday night at Conan O'Brien's house that he hosted with his father and with the stepmother, and I guess was acting very erratic and got into an argument with Rob Reiner, and then we find out what happened yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, so erratic behavior could be a function of acute drug abuse. It could also be a function of mental illness. What is the genesis of any mental illness? Is it because of sustained drug use over a period of time, or is it other things? Are there impulse control issues? This is something that, you hate to see it, regardless of what you whether you agreed with Rob Reiner, who was obviously very vocal politically. Rob Reiner did something to make you laugh, to make me laugh, to make us smile at some point in his life due to his work. And you don't want to see this happen to anybody, certainly not someone, with notoriety or the sort of someone like you grew up with. We all kind of feel like we knew him. Even if you call him Meathead, we all feel like we knew him and a part of us loved him. And you just hate to see this kid.
I loved him for much of his life until he started spouting off. And then I just kind of tuned that part out because I knew he was Trump deranged. But I mean, the memories, to your point, in the countless movies, whether he was acting or directing, there was that period 30, 35 years ago where everything Rob Reiner directed was gold and deserved to be. I mean, even you think about A Few Good Men, which I think lost out as Best Picture, but what an amazing, amazing movie. And then what would you say, Phil, before I let you go on everything in Australia and the Hanukkah attack? Just horrific. Obviously, we're watching from afar, but that is so sad and so tragic. And I can't imagine even people in this country, based on the amount of anti-Semitism that exists out there, not being nervous in their own communities to go to Hanukkah celebration based on the level of vitriol hate that's out there for some Jewish people in this country.
Yeah, well, when you see the incoming mayor of New York City and all of the other sort of low information leftists with inability to think for themselves who just want to go out and parrot the phrase of the day, whether it's global intifada or whatever, this is what it looks like. This is what happens when you espouse the beliefs and say that everybody needs to go and wage global holy war against Jews and against Israel. It results in mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters being dead on a beach and elsewhere throughout the world. So this is the direct and proximate result of what I think is some very, very troubling trends, and I would call them, fads. If it wasn't so tragic, I would say it's a fad. But this is the result of what happens when people go out and preach and say things and call for things without really realizing and understanding what they are talking about.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more.
We got to get ahead of this.
It's awful. Check out the Megyn Kelly True Crime Podcast that Phil Holloway is a co-host. Have a great Christmas, Phil Holloway. It's always great to hook up with you. Thank you for everything you've done for the past year.
Always happy to help.
All right, take care. We'll see you. Merry Christmas. Well, it's a week before Christmas, and I love Christmas music. I'm going to play some next Tuesday night in the 5 o'clock hour. This is one of my favorite bands, Los Straitjackets. They perform with Mexican wrestling masks on, which is always entertaining. So it's more instrumental here. But you know what? As much as I want to segue into Christmas music, I think this might be more appropriate for this segment here. Yep. Got to welcome Frank Cusimano in, and we're on the pickleball court on Saturday against our mutual friend Jeff Drew, who had a birthday yesterday, and your daughter, Brooke. And something, Frank, as you know, interesting happened. We were switching teammates, and you and I, we just smoked them in one game. But your daughter got very defiant, and she said, no, we're going again. We're going again, this same pair. And I believe you said something like, what makes you think, based on what just happened, that you should go again? Remember saying that to Brooke?
That's right.
And what did they do? They came back and they beat us in that second game. But then, of course, we're still the champions because we beat them barely in that third game. But that was a tough throwdown. Your daughter, I don't know who's more competitive, you or Brooke, your daughter, or your wife. I've played with her before, too. My goodness. We had fun, though, didn't we, Frank?
We did have a lot of fun. And if you count the final numbers, as I reminded Brooke that night when we were watching the Billiken game, we did beat you 3 out of 4 times. So, you know, you can just remember the stats.
Look,
okay?
I looked at you and I said, dude, you know that you cannot lose to your daughter. So we were very focused on that mission. And we thank our friend Jeff Drew and we wish him a happy birthday from yesterday. So maybe that wasn't the most compelling sports on the field over the weekend. But good Lord, we have all these terrible stories. Patrick Mahomes is done. I'm a Packers fan. Micah Parsons is done for a year. Let's start with the Chiefs. They weren't going to really do anything and make the playoffs anyway. But this is just devastating with the Mahomes injury, Frank.
Yeah, and I know you come back now sooner with an ACL mark. It used to be, you know, it's for sure 12 months at least. But I wouldn't anticipate him being, like, ready to go in the month of September. Plus, you know, Andy Reid, 69. Travis Kelce's finished. I'm still not wild about their skilled position players. Their offensive line, you know, is not great. I'm not saying this is the end of the run, but things are not looking great for the Kansas City Chiefs moving forward, at least the immediate future.
Well, especially because the division is getting so good, and you look at what the Broncos are doing right now and the Chargers, so it's tough out there, and it's certainly tough in the NFC as well. So it was an interesting NFL weekend. I think we're going to see some different teams in the postseason, although the Rams, man, they may be hard to stop. They look really good right now.
Yeah, they got some bad news on the wide receiver, but you're right. They clearly have been the best team. They had the best coach. They have the MVP. They have the star running back from Vianney. Puka Nacua is the best wide receiver in football. So, yeah, they look scary. And then, you know, Les Snead, you know, I don't like the Rams, but I never had anything against Les Snead. He gets all these guys in the fourth round, like Nacua, like Tyron. They just draft well and they coach them up. They're really unbelievable.
Hang on, Leeson's going to talk. I didn't know his mic up. Go
got
ahead.
Me. There we go. Okay. I tell you what, Frank, the NFC is just such an interesting story this year because you have two divisions that you could make great arguments for should have three teams in the playoffs in the West and the North. But unfortunately, there's going to be probably you know, a really good team that's left out. And right now it's looking like the Detroit Lions. So I know their record isn't, you know, out of this world this year, but that's still a very good football team. So it just goes to show you how good that conference really is.
Yeah, wouldn't that be unbelievable? The Lions with all that firepower and that really good coach, if they don't make it, you know, the team that nobody talks about, they got 10 wins, is San Francisco.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Don't look now, but here come the 49ers and that brilliant mind, Coach Shanahan.
Well, and even in that division, the Seahawks are good. I mean, there's going to be some interesting the next few weeks. Now, the Packers have the Bears next Saturday night, so we got some weird games because right before Christmas, that's a huge game, obviously, and that stupid tie that the Packers got at the start of the season with the Cowboys really sucks. All right, the Cardinals, I saw, picked up someone again. I guess is the MO here with Chaim Bloom, because he used to work for the Red Sox, is he only doing trades and deals with the Red Sox? Is that where we're at?
Well, it kind of looks like that. But I like the move. I mean, Dustin Mays at one time was a phenom. I mean, he was a phenom. When the Dodgers first brought him up, he was 6'6 and throwing 97, 98 with a wicked slider. I think this is the kind of move, though, that the Cardinals have to make. A guy that has really good talent, but for some reason or another has not pitched at an elite level last year, 7-11, with an ERA of nearly 5. But if you can get this guy going, and he's had some really bad injuries, including a torn esophagus. Can imagine coming back from that, Mark. But I think this is a guy that could actually pitch well for the Cardinals. And if they're not in it, then you could move them at the deadline and get some good value. I like the free agent signing.
A week from tonight, I'm heading over. I'm sure you'll probably be there to the Bragging Rights game. That takes place with Mizzou in Illinois. And Illinois, despite being as good as they are, I couldn't believe it. I watched that Nebraska-Illinois game, and Nebraska picked them off at home in Champaign. Nebraska looking as good as I've seen them in, you know, decades right now, probably. Mizzou's playing all these teams that they should be beating by 30 or 40. Maybe they're beating them by 20. But the Billikens are kind of hot right now.
Yeah, I went on Saturday night, and they beat San Francisco, who's had some good successes over the last couple of years. Mark, there's like four schools that they've played that are not dogs, that are reasonably good teams. Last year, when they played those four schools, they were a -5. This year, they're a +46. I had Kellen Thames and Robbie Avila in studio last night, and here's the best thing I can say about the Billikens. A player was recently asked by his father who your best friend is on the team, and he started to listen to a couple of players, and he listed a few more players, and at the end, he had listed the whole team, and that's symbolic of what this squad is about. They got 9 guys, and they got nine guys who could score 15 points every night. But they all check their egos at the door, make the extra pass. They had 30 buckets on Saturday with 20 assists. They are, without a doubt, the best sports show in town as we speak.
Awesome. Frank, have a great week. We will talk on Friday afternoon as we take you into the Christmas week. So have a great week.
Sounds great.
All right,
thanks,
take care. That's Frank Cusimano. We did have fun. You said you played pickleball with Frank one time, Ethan, didn't you?
I did. Unfortunately for him, when I was playing back then, I was just getting started, so I felt like I almost burdened him with how not good I was. I'm much better now.
I held my own. I did pretty well.
I think I played
the best I've played. He's good, though. Cusimano's really good. I mean, he can slam the ball, and he's got some, and his daughter both. But I feel like I'm getting better as I play more. It's so much fun. It really is. And that match on Saturday, you know, usually I prefer racquetball just because a little bit better, you know, aerobic. But we were moving around, and it was intense competition. It was so funny.
It's easy to get into it. I mean, there's spots everywhere to play. Everyone likes playing. You get a little active. It's just a fun sport.
When his daughter said, well, we want the same team, Frank and I thought that they were crazy because we had smoked them, and they came back and almost beat us. So that was a lot of fun. And our thanks to the king, as we call him, at Bell Reef, Jeff Drew.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Next time your to-do list is too dang long, use Shipt same-day delivery. Shipt is a one-stop shopping and delivery solution for, well, just about anything. Groceries? Shopped and delivered carefully by awesome shoppers from your neighborhood grocer. Pet supplies? Picked up and dropped to your door from PetSmart. Crafts, tools, medicine? All deliverable from Michaels, Lowe's Home Improvement, CVS, and so many other stores. Ready to get things done? Download the Shipt app or visit Shipt.com. That's Shipt.com.